Pro Savings Days are back at Lowe's. My Lowe's Pro Rewards members save even more with limited-time doorbuster deals. Save $5 on 24-count Contractor's Choice 42-gallon trash bags, now just $14.78. Plus, get your choice select DeWalt Elite Series saw blades for $9.98. Not a Pro Rewards member? Join for free today at Lowe's. Valid through 9/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Welcome to the Houston Innovators Podcast. I'm Natalie Harms, editor of Innovation Map. Now is when I usually introduce you to the guest of the week's episode, but this week we're doing something a little different. I don't have a guest to speak with today. Instead, I'm going to share some details about the Houston Innovation Awards, which are coming up on November 8th. The awards event is a really special event for me as the editor of Innovation Map for the past 5 years. It's a really unique opportunity to get all of Houston's innovation ecosystem under one roof for a special night celebrating successes of startups, individuals, and the community as a whole. In today's episode, I thought I'd talk through the awards program. What are some of the new things we're doing differently this year? Talk a little bit about who's being honored at the event, and give you a bit of a preview for what to expect from the event in general. So to begin, let's talk about the awards themselves. This is the third year we've done this program, the past two being in collaboration with Houston Exponential. If you came to year one of the what we called the Innovation Map Awards, you would likely expect a very different experience in today's awards. It's evolved quite a bit. In the first year, we had 8 categories, so 8 winners and 28 finalists. We had about 100 nominations, and over 70 of those nominated companies then submitted an application. Last year, we had about 300 nominations, and half of those companies and individuals submitted applications across 11 categories. This year, we had over 350 nominations. And of those nominated individuals and companies, we had over 200 submissions. This year, we had 12 categories instead of 11. So we're trending growth across the board. We have new categories every year. I think it keeps the competition fresh. So let's talk a little bit about the newest categories for 2023. Two categories that I think will always be a part of the awards is our BIPOC-owned business and our female-owned business categories, both of these honoring innovative companies founded by a person of color or a woman. These are always very well applied to categories, and it's really special to get to shine a spotlight on these companies that, you know, kind of have an extra challenge with growing their businesses. New this year is we kind of rethought how we would honor software companies, which, as most of you know, in Houston, we have quite a few of. So the digital solutions business category is brand new and is supposed to recognize companies working with a digital solution to a problem in any industry. This year, we also have a new category in the social impact business. These are companies that are providing solutions to enhance humanity or society in a significant way. It was very interesting to evaluate those companies in that category. Every year we've had an energy-related category. This year is our sustainability business. So this could be anywhere. This company could be providing solutions within sustainability, whether that's circular economy, renewables, clean energy, etc. This year we also returned the life science business category, which we did not have last year, but did have something similar in year one. So this is any company within the healthcare spectrum that could be a medical device or therapeutic, really, or a digital solution too. This year, we also have a corporate of the year category, which was really exciting to introduce. And I'll have to say was Natera Branch, who is the CEO of Houston Exponential. It was her idea. So I'll give her credit where credit is due. This is a really great opportunity to honor a company that is supporting the ecosystem in a way. And we have some really good companies in that category, all of which I've, you know, firsthand observed within the ecosystem. Something really special we started last year is honoring individuals, not just startups and businesses. We have three categories within that section of the awards: the DEI champion, the ecosystem builder, and the mentor of the year. These might be pretty self-explanatory, but I'll have to say the DEI champion has been so interesting to see. First of all, that's brand new this year. Last year, we did have the DEI champion and the mentor of the year categories, but to introduce this award that's to honor somebody who is very individually passionate about their community and supporting startup founders and the community as a whole and the city as a whole was really exciting to do. And I'll have to say was probably the most competitive category this year. Really great submissions, and it's going to be really exciting to see who wins at the event. So if you're interested in learning more about each of these categories as well as the finalists, head to innovationmap.com. If you scroll down on the homepage, you'll see our whole editorial series on the awards program, and you'll be able to see not only the list of finalists, but learn a little bit more about them as I continue to cover various aspects of these finalists. And since I've talked a little bit about the finalists and teased the fact that you will only find out the winners if you attend the event on November 8th, I want to talk a little bit about the judging process. This year, we had 10 judges evaluate over 200 submissions across the 12 categories. This represents over 150 companies and individuals submitting across these categories. A lot of individuals and companies submitted to multiple categories, so that was interesting to see. And actually, there are finalists in multiple categories too. The 10 judges we had this year, you can actually read all about them on Innovation Map in that editorial series for the awards. But I want to call out a couple in particular because they represent former winners through the program coming back to serve as a judge. So Barbara Berger was the inaugural Trailblazer Award recipient, and she served as a judge this year. One thing I love to mention about this is the Trailblazer Award is only named the Trailblazer Award because Barbara Berger told me to name it that. It was a condition on her accepting the award. She said she's not done yet, and she did not want to be identified as a Lifetime Achievement Award recipient because she had more to give the community. So we reframed it as a Trailblazer Award. And I think it is so much more fitting and such a great opportunity to recognize people who are leaders and trailblazers, but still continuing to give back to the community. Another former winner turned judge is Moji Karimi, the co-founder and CEO of Samvita Factory. So last year, Moji and his sister Tara accepted the award for their company in the Green Impact Business category. The last judge that came from our former winners is Maggie Segrich, who is the co-founder of Sesh Coworking. Her and her co-founder, Meredith Wheeler, accepted the award in the female-founded business category last year. So that's a little teaser on who our judges are. They really represent the wide range of industries and categories within the Houston Innovation Awards. They come from corporates, investment funds, startup development organizations, really representing the full ecosystem. All 10 of us, which I am a judge too, because I would never ask someone to take this on. It's a huge undertaking to evaluate 60 to 80 companies. I would never do that. I would never ask someone to do that without doing it myself. Again, each judge is evaluating 60 to 80 companies across categories. I match make the judges with categories they will be able to evaluate based on their expertise, but every judge looks at each company and evaluates them on some key criteria. And based on their combined scores, we see which companies rise to the top and select our finalists and our winners based on the simple math of those average scores. So I talked a little bit about the Trailblazer Award and why it's called that, but now I want to talk a little bit about our 2023 Trailblazer Award recipient. That award has already been announced, unlike our other categories. So this year's Trailblazer recipient is Brad Burke, who is the managing director of the Rice Alliance for Technology and Entrepreneurship. If you know Brad and you know the Rice Alliance, first of all, they go hand in hand. but he's done an incredible job for the past 20 years, which is the entire existence of the program at Rice University. And they've really developed a powerful player within the Houston innovation ecosystem, both supporting local innovators on and off campus to also bringing in investment firms and startups from all over the world. Most people associate the Rice Alliance with the Rice Business Plan Competition, which is a great association. Of course, the Business Plan Competition is billed as the largest and richest student startup competition in the world, and it's held that title for a while. I don't think it's going to be dethroned anytime soon. But beyond that competition, the Rice Alliance hosts many events a year, connecting startups and startup founders from, like I said, all over the world to investors and Houston. If you'd like to learn a little bit more about Brad Burke, I did a Q&A when we announced his acceptance as the award. And that's again found in that editorial series on innovationmap.com. I think something that also Brad would like me to say is he's really accepting this award on behalf of the entire Rice Alliance team. So it'll be really great to celebrate both him and his full team on November 8th. One category I haven't talked about yet is the People's Choice category. So this award, as you might assume, as it's called, the People's Choice Award, will be selected by attendees of the event. In previous years, we've done this in a pitch competition capacity, but this year we're actually going to do it in an expo style. So each of our finalists will have a table where they can talk to people face-to-face about their company. And we really have representatives from across industries in this category. So it should be really cool to see how each startup presents itself in this kind of networking capacity. And if you're an attendee of the event, you have to make your way over there at some point in the evening to meet these finalists and decide who you're going to vote for. So at the event is when we'll announce that winner. I believe we'll do it toward the end of the evening and really get to have everybody have enough time to vote. Now that I've given you a brief overview on the history of the event, some of our new categories, our judges, and some of our finalists and recipients, I want to talk about the event itself. I mentioned earlier that it is a very special night for me personally. I can't explain enough how great it is to just see everybody under one roof networking and celebrating Houston innovation. It's like a family reunion, getting to reconnect with everybody toward the end of the year, but it's also extremely valuable networking. You might see some old friends and get to catch up, but you also might make the connection of a lifetime for your business. We really prioritize networking time when we planned this event, so we're going to try to keep the awards program short and sweet and allow for plenty of that valuable networking. Some things I'm most excited about for the event is we're going to have really great food and really great drinks thanks to some of our sponsors, which are listed on our event page. We have tables this year, which is brand new. It's something we wanted to offer ticket holders to kind of level up and basically buy reserved seating at the event. In years prior, we've done the program theater style seating. And this year, we really wanted people to connect and get to, you know, meet others at their table or prioritize their team sitting together and having kind of that front row reserved seating. So if you're interested in a table, that's a ticket option this year. Another thing we offer when it comes to ticketing is a special founder price. This year, that price for a ticket for a founder is $40. And this is recognizing the fact that we realize startup founders don't have an endless supply of funding for events. But at this cost, you're more than going to make your money's worth in terms of food and drinks, but also that valuable networking. So that's a little bit more about the event. I think I'm struggling to actually put into words how great of a time it is. So I think you guys just need to buy your tickets and come and see for yourself. Again, the event is on November 8th. It's a Wednesday at Silver Street Studios. The event starts at 7 p.m. If you're a finalist, though, you've got to be there at 6, by the way. While I'm so looking forward to seeing everybody on November 8th, in the meantime, I invite all of you to check out innovationmap.com. I am running an editorial series up until the event and the days after with editorial content introducing you to the finalists and helping tell their stories. One of the recent articles I've run actually is talking about the startups who are hiring. During the application process, we ask startups a bunch of questions. One of them is, who's hiring? You can view the full article on innovationmap.com, again, a part of this editorial series. But I just want to tease the fact that there is a company who has raised $40 million and is now hiring 20 new people here in Houston. There's also companies that have recently expanded into Houston that are hiring up a storm locally. Of the 36 startup companies that are finalists for the awards, 28 of them are hiring. So if you're looking for a job at a fast-growing, award-winning startup, we've got a list for you. That is just one of the content pieces I've created as a part of the awards, and there's way more to come. So make sure you're checking Innovation Map for new pieces and subscribe to our newsletter too, to make sure you don't miss any of these articles that are coming out. Thank you for listening and letting me tell you all about the Houston Innovation Awards. It is truly something special, and I can't wait for everyone to see for themselves on November 8th.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.